Sister Spade here. We request you not to touch that dial. The pious and austere companions of the living imam are those who do not hoard or amass. We live in a world and a society and a time where we are taught or programmed to save our resources, our money, our food, out of fear of tomorrow being without. We call it saving, but we have a tendency as undeveloped and unevolved human beings to go over to greed as a result of our fear and lack of faith that Allah will provide for us tomorrow, whereby that savings turns into hoarding and great amassing of wealth in our bank accounts. And this was even seen in the history of the Muslim society. So what is the problem with amassing amounts of silver or gold? Well, these material possessions and goals also, they attach us and our life as well as our focus towards the dunya or the material realm, and they do not really allow us to progress in a spiritual level and to journey forward in our evolution as we were put in this world to do. Describing our living imam's companions, may Allah hasten his reappearance, Imam Ali has said, Imam Mahdi makes his companions promise not to save gold or silver, wheat or barley. So next time you have the urge to just put a little bit more aside and amass that nice amount of wealth that you have, remember there are many people who you can find, if you look, that will encourage your growth for the next world, which will also ensure that you're heading in the direction of being the austere and pious companions of the living imam. To save or to be? That is the question. Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.